Any Warm Body. Written by Anenko and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Death Becomes Her. Summary. Being dead puts a crimp in Madeline's sex life. Madeline sniffs haughtily and does not try to hide the gleam of triumph in her eyes when Helen bristles furiously beneath her. You taste? Helen says. Like paint. Madeline doesn't catch the self-conscious twitch of her lips in time. Helen smirks viciously. Her lower lip is peeling where Madeline's teeth caught against it. The exposed skin is a sickly gray. You're flaking, darling, Madeline says, and leans down to bite at Helen's mouth. Helen's palm lays flat between Madeline's breasts. She pushes hard enough that Madeline's ribs creak. I don't have a man for you to steal, so you're trying to seduce me, Helen says, voice dripping with scorn. People bend to Madeline's will, whether it be in awe or self-defense. The only thing that matters is that Madeline gets what she wants. Madeline wants to get laid, but her current situation is less than ideal. Even the name Madeline Ashton isn't the draw it once was, and quite frankly, the likelihood of finding a willing partner anytime soon sucks. Madeline presses her knee more firmly between Helen's legs. Helen jerks and shudders, wide-eyed and open-mouthed. Fat cow, Madeline says. Old hag, Helen gasps. Madeline magnanimously lets the insult slide. She's never cared about sparing Helen's feelings. Has, in fact, delighted in crushing her spirit. But it's been too long since Madeline has had any sort of satisfaction. Her fingers bend in the most interesting ways, but they aren't so much flexible as brittle. The thought of spending an eternity without orgasming again would have been enough to make Madeline cry, if she hadn't just finished putting her face back together. I may be a corpse, but I'm not dead, Madeline says. Some of us are accustomed to an actual sex life. It is a cruel fate that Helen is the one person in the world who understands the depth of Madeline's pain. It is difficult to explain the spray paint, Helen agrees. I'm not the only one who thinks you do a horrible job on my ass. I couldn't possibly make your ass look worse than it already does, Madeline says. Helen's eyes narrow. She surges upwards, her hands still planted between Madeline's breasts. Madeline feels her spine give way. She folds backwards. Helen tugs Madeline's skirt up over her hips and flips it over her head. Put a little effort into it, Madeline demands. I really do despise you, Helen says. She leaves a bite mark on Madeline's thigh. Later, she will refuse to fix the damage. The end.